Tom in Montana's on the line with a question about legality and landscaping. Tell us what happened at your money pit.
Well, I had a little issue with doing some work around the house landscaping, and they got one of those little, like a Toro Dingo walk-behind loader deals, and they ran into the side of the house.
Oh, boy.
So my question is, we think that our siding is obsolete. We bought the house about 5 years ago. It's a steel siding, and we don't think we can get the same pattern graining and maybe even coloring as what it has. So what would their responsibility be on something like that?
Are you sure it's not aluminum siding, it's steel siding?
It is steel siding, 100%.
Wow. Yeah, I know steel siding was used a lot after the war. How old is your house?
It was built in the late 40s, maybe early 50s. But this siding,
yep,
we figure,
era.
Is, well, the siding's newer than that, though. It's probably 15, maybe 20 years old, because it's got some foam insulation behind it. Two different styles, and then, of course, your wood behind it. And, of course, it hit hard enough that it did a little damage to the wood, so they've got to get back to that.
Your landscaper actually is the one that hit this?
Yeah.
Well, a couple things come to mind. First of all, what you might want to do is contact your homeowner's insurance company, because this may be covered by your insurance. And then you can get out of it and have them deal with the landscaper. Because, unfortunately, if this product is not replaceable, then you're going to have to replace your siding. Now, how far you take this is going to be the discussion, you know, whether or not you have to do the whole house or not.
Right.
But I would turn to the homeowner's insurance company first and let them know what happened, and then let them chase the landscaper. Because I think you're going to get probably a quicker, more efficient repair, which is what you want to get done first. Your first priority is getting this repaired. If you deal with your insurance company, then if you try to deal with these poor landscapers who made the mistake.
Right.
And frankly, what the landscaper should be doing is turning it over to their insurance company. So you may be able to get out of just dealing with the landscaper directly and have the insurance companies talk to each other. If the guy's insured,
right.
This is the kind of thing that if you're in business, you get insured against.
But I didn't know how far we could push it to take them on this. With it, and it might be more of a legal question than a home improvement per se, but just kind of getting an idea on what directions I should go, because I know it's up to them to get it replaced, because of course they're 100% at fault in doing it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I know if it was insurance that say you had hail damage and they can't get the siding to match, they end up replacing the whole house.
Exactly, and that's what might very well happen here. I mean, if it ends up that there's no insurance anywhere and you got to deal with this yourself, the only other suggestion I would have is would be to explore any part of the house where you could take off some of that steel siding and repurpose it to the side that's damaged that perhaps is more visible. And you know, you may be able to take off a bottom row or two and use a different siding there that make it look almost like it was part of the design. So there may be a way to kind of cheat your way through it that way. But again, I would call your homeowner's insurance company and start right there. I think that's going to be your best first step, okay?
Okay. All right.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.